I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A 17-hour hostage situation in Henry County that left two police officers injured came to a tragic end this morning. CBS 46 reports that just before 4 a.m., a SWAT team entered a Stockbridge home and found the bodies of a pregnant woman, her teenage son, and the gunman, identified as the pregnant woman's boyfriend. Authorities say it appears to be a double murder-suicide. Governor Brian Kemp signed 21 bills into law following the close of the legislative session. More from GPB's Stephen Fowler.
Most of the bills are hyper-local, tweaking a town's charter here, adding this judge there, but two bigger measures were signed into law. HB 316 allows the state to move to a touchscreen voting machine system that prints a paper copy of your vote and updates election laws. The Secretary of State is currently evaluating proposals from manufacturers for these new machines. The other bill would help legalize needle exchange programs that could help cut down the spread of HIV. Kemp has until May 12th to sign the other bills that have reached his desk, including one making most abortions illegal around 6 weeks into pregnancy, and another legalizing the cultivation and distribution of some medical marijuana. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
State lawmakers this week put on hold a proposal to consolidate three historically black colleges and universities. Faculty, students, and alumni spoke out against a bill that would have merged Albany State, Fort Valley State, and Savannah State universities into one institution to be known as the Georgia Agricultural and Mechanical University System. Lawmakers say they will talk to voters before revisiting the topic next year. And Atlanta Gas Light could pay millions of dollars in fines in connection with the South Georgia building explosion. Construction workers hit a gas line near the Coffee Corner in downtown Homerville last August, causing a blast that injured three people. WALB reports that state insurance officials first determined that the explosion was an accident. But after an investigation, the Georgia Public Service Commission says Atlanta Gas Light didn't follow damage prevention procedures. The PSC also says the company didn't properly investigate the incident and didn't test the workers for drugs or alcohol. Atlanta Gas Light will have a chance to respond to the report, though so far they haven't commented on the findings. An unlicensed landfill just south of Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta has been on fire for nearly 7 months. Its owner, Tandy Ross Bullock, now has until May to stop the blaze, though the state's already allocated $500,000 to have a contractor do just that. The county has been fighting with Bullock over the unlicensed South Fulton landfill since 2007. He was arrested on charges of illegally burning for a third time in February. The Environmental Protection Agency says smoke from the fire can cause headaches and respiratory irritation. And in sports, the first ever Augusta National Women's Amateur Golf Tournament teed off Wednesday. The first two rounds were played on a course in suburban Augusta. American Jennifer Kupcho leads the field heading into Saturday's final round, which will be played at Augusta National, home of the Masters. It's the first time women are competing there. Dylan Kim from the University of Arkansas told NBC's Golf Channel the historic nature of the event is not lost on the players.
I think that the magnitude of this event in women's golf is huge. It's a huge step forward. It's very symbolic in a way because the Masters was always a tournament that was only for men and it was extremely exclusive.
The Masters tournament begins next week. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.